He met two people today. He even had a word of knowledge for one, I believe, and they wouldn't let you pray or didn't even want it. Well, then, and the man with his dad, and they didn't want no parts of it. Even though he was red in the face, and how do you know that? And he said, my daddy told me. He said, my daddy told me that about your daddy. He said, your dad's at home with sciatic problem and a bad back in a beer store. He wanted to pray for the man. The man said, I'm fine. He said, well, Jesus heals, and I was going to pray for you. Oh, is that so? He said, yeah, man. He started telling testimonies. He said, well, whatever. And Todd walked away, and he said to the Lord, you know, this isn't good, Lord. He really doesn't believe anything I said, and I think you probably really ought to reveal yourself to him. You ought to give me something to convince him, because he's really not convinced. And the Lord said, okay, go tell him his dad's at home with a bad back problem, and it's down his right leg. His sciatic nerve is hurting him. And he went back and said, hey, man, I went over and talked to my daddy, and he told me something about your daddy. And he gave him the word of knowledge, and the guy gets red in the face and goes, my dad is in that condition. He does have that. He said, well, get him on the telephone. We're going to call him. Jesus is going to heal him, and it's a good thing. Well, he's sleeping. He was out with a bunch of guys late, and he's sleeping. He said, well, this would be a good wake-up call. And he said, well, and he's signing the bills of the papers, and he said, can't do it right now. Had the word of knowledge, information, bingo, still wouldn't make the phone call. Had another lady, she's Jehovah's Witness, no. He says, well, look, let's just pray. You got nothing to lose. You don't believe anyhow, so nothing's going to happen, right? Let's just pray and see. And he smiled, and she said, no, thank you, and walked away. He goes right to another guy, and the guy says, sure, you can pray. He prays. He's instantly healed, and he's out there hugging him in the parking lot. The guy's hugging him. Just the difference between hearts. Guard your heart, for out of your heart flows the issues of life. Intellect and human reasoning will actually harden your heart and turn you from truth. Even you can even have the confession of him and deny him with your life lived. I'm just saying. Well, you can. Okay. Colossians, yeah, I know where we're at. God, I'm trying to get to Colossians. It's just serious. It's just, Dave said it to me today. He's got several Christians in his life that fight this thing and fight this thing, and yet God's healing all around them. And it breaks my heart. It doesn't have to be that way. Because it's right here. We shouldn't even be surprised. When you don't believe these things and you talk around them, you know what you're actually confessing and saying? It's going to be heavy. You're saying, I don't believe the scriptures. I can prove that. There was a rich man who had a man that was a beggar that laid by his gate. And the dogs would come and lick his sores. Who knows that's in your Bible? One day they both passed on. One found himself in a real hot place. And the other was in Abraham's bosom. And between them was a great divide so that they couldn't get to him and he couldn't get to them. Who knows that's scriptural? I'm just quoting it out scriptural. He asked that Lazarus would just put some water on his tongue. And Abraham revealed, there's no way to get to you and no way for you to ever get to me. That's serious. It hit the rich man so heavy that he said, would you please send back Lazarus, because I got a bunch of brothers, I think five. He said, I've got five brothers. He said, please send him back. And warn them so they don't come to this awful place. Listen to his response. They have Moses and the scriptures. Let them believe them. For if they don't believe them, they won't believe even if someone's raised from the dead. Wow. It's going to get a little heavy. It's all right because it's grace on it. I'm not a condemning guy. That's the stuff that goes through your mind when you're sitting in a